As you get past the court of women, even women can't go beyond the court of women into another court and then into the inner court of the temple area. So if you're smart, you're going to put your little collection place at the place where everybody can come. You don't want to put your collection place in the court where women can't come, where they won't give you any money. So you put it over here. They're smart. Or where the treasury is, where everybody can come. Where Gentiles can come, Jews, women can come. Everybody can come to this area. That's why he's here. Do you get it? That's why he's here. If you understand that at the cross, you'll understand how to live a Christian life. If you enter into him by faith, you're going to live by faith. You're going to be restored from sin by faith. Just as you were saved eternally from sin by faith, you'll be restored from sin in your life by faith. Faith in the Holy Spirit, the one sent by God. You're on your way of understanding what so few Christians understand, and that's the love of God, the grace of God. The still restoration from sin, being blessed of God. Yeah. They're bankrupt, and he's standing there where everyone can come. And it is this declaration. That's why that's there. He spoke in the treasury. Why does John tell us, or the Holy Spirit tell us that? It's very important. He's in the area where they're bankrupt. He's in the area where everyone can come. And that's where he's standing speaking. He's at this point. He doesn't go any further. He can't. He's got to stop right there. Okay, now, 21 to 30, just looking for those few people who will dare to distrust him. Heavenly Father, how grateful we are for the passage of Scripture that we've looked at this morning. We pray now that your Spirit will take the things that we have seen, cause us to meditate, go over them, understand them, may it become part of our very lives. Understanding what really is important. Father, we'll have to cover this next Sunday. Father's Day. Just in case you've forgotten your father, it's Father's Day. Okay. 21 through 30, this is coming off, and I want you to sense it because it's good if you sense what we just had now. The speech that you just had, I'm the light, I'm going away, you do not know where I'm going, da-da-da-da-da. Now, 21 through 30 is the departure declaration. It is going to deal with his departure. I am leaving. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be transformed into the image of your Son. The opportunity, the privilege, Heavenly Father, of abiding in your love. We pray, Father, that this will be the very impact of our life. This will be, Heavenly Father, our purpose in life, our motto in dealing with other people. Neither do I judge. Neither do I continue. What I do is restore you. Father, we praise you and your Son. Now, just so you can see the drama, because sometimes if we take things broken up, you don't see how they're all related. Just look with me in closing, verse 21. Now, think of where you've come from, the speech, the declaration you just gave. Now, this is the thing. Verse 21. He was therefore again saying to them, I go away. This is a great departure. Now remember, the important thing about his departure is when he leaves, the whole